Welcome to Diverse City 2.0, Auckland's multicultural communities. In this podcast, you'll hear migrant voices share their first impressions on arriving in Aotearoa, New Zealand, their struggles with cultural differences, and the importance of safe spaces and finding a community to preserve and celebrate cultural practices. In 2017, Auckland Libraries recorded the stories of the Auckland Regional Migrant Services. Pubala Aisha Slimankil describes her life in Afghanistan and compares it with her new life in New Zealand. She talks about her first impressions and struggles after immigrating.
I can't remember Afghanistan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was Afghanistan?
It's very hard. It's very hard, yeah. So I come to New Zealand in 2001. Because the 2001 is none of fighting in Afghanistan, you know.
Lot of fighting.
Yeah, this time I played for New Zealand.
Did your house get destroyed? Were you sitting in the city or the village?
No, in the village.
You were in the village?
Yeah, yeah.
And you have actually seen fighting or no?
Yeah, same, yeah.
You saw fighting?
Yeah.
You can tell about that?
How can I say, army, I don't know, this Taliban, I think it's not the army, yeah. It's come to, you know, car and some gun and stuff I see, you know. So he's come to for us house, you know, he's looking for some, you know, take the people for fighting.
Oh.
Yeah, so he take people from mosque and like this, you know, Taliban, he said, I don't know,
so
what kind of people this one.
Did you feel very unsafe?
Yeah, this way. Yeah, you know, I scared for my kids too, you know.
So you had kids by that time?
Yeah, yeah, I have, my two kids born in Afghanistan.
You both kids born in Afghanistan?
Yeah, two.
And were they able to go to school or school?
No,
closed?
Nothing. I can't go there. Places. No, I have school now.
Not for your kids?
No.
No school for your kids?
No, for us too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because the place is small. You can.
So your husband's assumably, your husband's family was living in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That's why you moved there.
Yeah.
What about your husband? So he continued working in Afghanistan as an electrician?
No, it's my father.
Oh, that was your dad. Sorry, what was your husband doing?
Yeah, before he's selling, he's shopping, you know, the carpet and chair and mattress, like this stuff he's selling. In Saudi.
In Saudi?
Yeah, after I marry and come to Afghanistan, I have a job.
Not
yeah.
Did he get called by the Taliban to do war in the army? Your husband?
I think the Taliban no army because the clothes, you know, different. And
yeah. So they
he just looking. He looking for my, you know, the husband brother. He looking for him.
Why?
This way.
Why would
because he? Because he took him about for Taliban. He said, this people, you know, he's not good this way.
Oh.
He is fighting like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so after he taken, put in the jail maybe one night, two night, and after my husband going and take out and give some money, something, I don't know.
And is that why you decided to move from Afghanistan?
Yes, yeah, very so bad. I scared for my kids too, you know, how can his future,
so
his life.
9 years, the children were growing in Afghanistan with all the fighting and everything happening.
No, this coming after 2001 something.
Oh, started
yeah.
that time
yeah, this
and then
time
you
I
decided
come.
To
yeah.
move?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the fighting.
Fighting
no,
started?
Yeah.
Did you come on refugee?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
First my husband coming after I bring.
So your husband came first?
Yeah.
And then how long? When did your husband come?
16 years maybe.
Oh, about 16 years ago
Yeah.
How long were you apart from your husband? After how many years did you join him in New Zealand?
Three years and 6 months something.
I see.
Yeah.
And how were you feeling alone there while you were staying in Afghanistan with the kids? No,
it's good and safe. You're happy.
Oh, over
yeah,
here?
Yeah.
No, but when your husband came to New Zealand and you were still in Afghanistan.
I know. This one, he came first, I don't know, he's nearly 2 years, I don't know his news, his die, life. First, he's coming here, you know.
Oh, he didn't?
He can't contact for.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did you manage? What was your income source? Were you working there? How would you manage? How would you get food
nothing.
And how? How did you do?
I'm not
was there any family to... looking after you, helping you?
I live with his family.
Oh, okay. So
his
you're
brother
living with his
and, yeah. Yeah.
So they were supporting
you? Yeah, all one house, brother, wife, and brother. And.
But you were not allowed to work?
No.
Not anymore?
No. I never go
and
out.
Full burqa? Full burqa?
Yes.
Full burqa?
Yeah.
Have you ever faced any sort of attack from.
Some people do, but for us, no, you have to put full burqa. Some people
no,
say,
no.
Okay.
So have you gone out and felt attacked by Taliban while you were out shopping or something?
No,
like that?
He could not allowed.
Not allowed at all?
No.
Only in the house?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah. Taliban different time. You can't go study in.
You can't go out of the house alone?
No.
Only with men?
Yeah, men, no, he can't take to you too. Just you need something he bring for you. You're not allowed. Some okay. some people it's okay. Little not too
so
much.
So even kids yeah. were staying home with you?
Yeah.
How old were your kids?
One, 8 years.
Mm. He was, they were born in Afghanistan.
Yeah, he's born in Afghanistan.
Both?
Yeah, two. And one girl, one boy, and one my young daughter, she born in New Zealand.
So both of them with kids, alone at home, and can't go out, can't go to school.
For in all, for all us. No, no one going, yeah.
No school, no school. In that area.
Yeah.
So how did you start?
No, you have school too, you the girl not allowed going to school.
Oh yeah, the girls, yeah. Of course, the girls were not allowed to school. Yeah.
So what, how did you taught? You taught your daughter to read and write? What did you?
Oh, nothing. She's come here in New Zealand. She.
So no education at all.
Yeah.
What about doctors? What, would you get medical help if you need, if you got sick
yes.
in Afghanistan?
I have to stay 1 month, 2 months, and after maybe. It's far away too, the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard.
Very hard.
Yeah. Some, you know, some lady born baby in home and can't go to the doctor. Go to the money problem too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your baby
not allowed
born
to.
At home?
You born baby outside. You have to born. In
what
home.
About you? Where were you babies born?
I do too. At home.
At home.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
two.
It was very difficult two. Without doctor. Very difficult.
I don't know how can I do. You know, no have choice.
No have choice.
No choice.
Yeah. I have to.
So if old people got sick, how did they get help? If old people got sick, during that time, who? No doctors, how would you get help for them? What about children getting sick? No doctors?
After maybe take long time, take 1 month, 2 months, like this, maybe you find money and you take the doctor. Like this, you can't take straight away and the doctor have sick kids. Some kids die, you know?
Wow. So, do you remember which year you came to New Zealand?
2004.
In 2004?
Yeah.
And you came directly to Auckland?
I come from Mangere, you know, the refugee.
Went into the Mangere camp.
Yeah.
And you brought your children with you?
Yes.
Yeah. How was that experience when you first came to New Zealand? How did you feel seeing your husband after three years?
I'm happy for New Zealand more for my husband. I'm happy for New Zealand, not for my husband.
You were happy for New
out,
Zealand,
yeah.
not for your husband. Why? What happened?
Yeah, because they're very hard, you know, the life here, you know.
Yeah.
Different for us, lady. My country, the men, special. Not all, some.
Yeah.
Yeah,
tell me
hard.
More. Tell me how hard. What made it so hard?
From my husband's side and...
No, when you came to New Zealand, what was your why was it hard for you? For you?
What's
when you came
hard
to New Zealand? When you came to New Zealand. Could you speak English?
Very hard, I can.
You were not
no,
able
no,
speak
no.
English.
Yeah.
So you learned?
And I can learn too. Do you know I have kids, small kids I look after?
Yeah.
Never go study. Maybe I go just small class, no high class.
Yeah.
Just I can't stay longer, maybe 1 month, 2 months after I leave and stay home. Like this, I never go 1 year, 2 years, you know.
So you came to New Zealand first, Mangere, and then where did you go to stay?
The house, the house in New Zealand, He found
where?
A house in Mount Roskill.
Mount Roskill?
Yeah.
You're still there? You're still living in Mount Roskill?
Yeah, I still one house 7 years after. Now I change, I go to a different house.
Different house.
Yeah.
So who helped you first? Then you came to
My friend.
Your friend.
Two friend I have. Yeah. Kiwi friend. Both named Anna. Yeah. Yeah, one young and one out.
Both still,
yeah.
Where did
yeah.
you
yeah.
meet them?
Sorry? I meet in the camp. One she's I meet in the camp, and other one she's my husband's sponsor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after she's come help us. And
yeah.
Yes, she's still coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful that you've yeah. carried on being friends.
Yeah, she's helped my daughter for homework and scout and something yeah. for school. She helped
yeah.
us, for all kids, not just...
Yeah. yeah. Can you tell us something? So we're going back, like when you first came here, you were at the camp and then you settled in Mount Roskill. How yeah. how were those days like?
First I come to house.
Like no. yeah, yeah. When you first got a house in Mount Roskill and then you started looking after your kids, what was all that experience? How was it?
First time too different, you know, you come different country and
what all did you find different?
All different. Just the good stuff, you know, the safe life. Yeah, and people help you. Yeah, and my kids safe, I safe.
So people did help you out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So though you don't yeah. have English language, still they, you could tell them what you wanted?
No.
Or you had translators?
Yeah, yeah, I have translators.
Translators.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Auckland Libraries podcast. You can find further information on our SoundCloud page or see the Auckland Libraries website. Diversity 2.0 is also on exhibition at Level 2 of Auckland Central City Library from Monday, 15th of April to the 31st of May, 2024. Join us in learning about migrant and diaspora collectives such as Sur Collective, Auntie's House, and Black Creatives Aotearoa, alongside the distinctive work of the artist and photographer Diego Barbosa. For more information on the exhibition and interactive activities, go to our Auckland.